It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ain't no lot to see. All those plans I made for myself, I got nobody else to lean on.
Welcome to everyone joining us to experience stories of resilience, hope, perseverance, and joy.
Move over to a sport chair, basketball wheelchair.
Category of best video are...
We love you guys.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show, featuring insight, analysis, and a lot of stuff that's none of your business.
Hold on. This is the Big Biz Show. I think it is their business.
Making the markets work for you. Here's the man with the plan, Sully.
Great to see you today. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Sully, Mike Costa. And let's say hello to the day trader, Quattro. Great to see you guys. Wow, monsters of rock.
Boom!
I like that. So we have activated again our massive audience on TikTok, which is something I would have never thought that I would be involved in.
But it's viral, bro.
Sully Speaks Money has gone viral. It really has gone viral with some of our stuff. We got new content coming up there. But I was also noticing that Devin Doan, who is our digital live content producer, you'll see him doing stuff here on the show. He's an editor here. He's a cameraman here. He's a content producer here. He's really our, you know, utility. He's a studio hack.
He's super good at what he does.
So have you seen his news story explanations on social media? Starts off with a mug that says probably vodka. He goes, takes a big sip and goes, let's talk about it. And then he goes. So we're going to dip our toe into. So there he is back there in the dark corner of this. Show that again. There he is. That's him. He's ducking, actually.
Is he chained up?
Yeah, he's ducking. Yeah, good stuff. So there you have it. Probablyvodka.org is the name of Devin's website. We got one of my favorite people, David Dodd, in studio today. Or I beg your pardon, via Zoom today from Geovax. Take it away, Mike. Who do we got?
He is an all-time favorite with the Big Biz Show audience. Ours, obviously, the chairman and CEO of Geovax Labs Incorporated, Mr. David Dodd, back with us here on the Big Biz Show.
There he is. David, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good here.
Hey, I got a question for you. Because you were at the tip of the spear of all this, and you're a clinical stage biotech company. Of course, their stock symbol GOVX. You can go to geovax.com. And you have a COVID-19 vaccine currently in phase 2 clinical trials, but this is a different sort of animal than we've seen with the existing vaccines. And before we get to that specifically, I want to ask you, David, if the existing COVID endemic versus pandemic, we're seeing numbers. Is this a different, is this a new Lambda variant? Is this a different, what are we seeing here across the country? Because we're seeing cities kind of look a little bit like not 2020 necessarily, but maybe 2021. What's going on?
Yeah, this XBB 1.5, this latest variant seems to be highly transmissible. It doesn't seem to be quite as serious as previous ones have been, but it is highly transmissible. And this again goes back to the continued evolving nature of this virus and the need to have vaccines that are a much broader in terms of their ability to address the virus. And what we always say is encompassing or getting ahead of the virus rather than chasing after it. Which is what we've been doing now for sure. 2+ years.
Yeah. What's interesting here is because we're seeing these spikes and then they're going down quickly. Is that a result of more vaccinations or is that just a result of how this bug is working out there in our country?
Yeah, I think it's probably more related to the latter, to the inherent nature of this, of the latest variant. Probably there's some role being played in the various vaccinations, but you know what we're finding when you think about it, the Paxlovid, I mean, the monoclonal antibodies have pretty much been discounted now. They haven't really been helping people that much. All the authorized vaccines, you know, the duration is so short. We're talking like every 3 months having to give someone another shot, another jab. I mean, this is the challenge we're having and why it's so critical to get to these next generation vaccines.
David,
through the planet.
That's so important. I was talking to an ER doctor the other day, you guys, a friend of mine. In fact, I got two friends that are ER doctors. And I said, hey, can I get some Paxlovid in my medicine case just in case I get sick? Mm-hmm. They said, we don't even prescribe it anymore because it just doesn't work. Have you, is that the common, like, remember Paxlovid was the promised land? It's no longer.
Absolutely.
So this is why we're depending on vaccines. Talk about the GeoVax vaccine because this is novel.
Sure.
Let's understand it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll just mention when we really got into this phase 2 trial with our GeoVax vaccine, being conducted out at City of Hope National Medical Center there in L.A., when we really got into that and we're doing this direct comparison against both of the Pfizer and the Moderna now, but initially it was going to be, you know, the randomized comparison. Then they said, oh, we've got to include Paxlovid. Well, now, and so we changed the protocol, and now everybody's saying, why did we waste our time and include Paxlovid? It's useless. So now the difference in the vaccine is this becomes very critical, is that the current authorized vaccines all are structured to address primarily the antibody response, because that's important. You know, the frontline soldiers, so to speak, in the immune system or the antibody system. So by inducing a strong antibody response, it was felt throw that wall up, give that protection, and at least reduce hospitalization and, let's say, severity of disease. Problem is, this virus just continues to evolve, and even more importantly are these patient populations for whom the current vaccines are inadequate, mainly because their bodies, due to certain cancers and other conditions, do not mount much of a response to an antibody stimulation. And that's where the GeoVax vaccine, which has been constructed to similarly induce a very strong T cell or cellular immunity, and the data are looking very, very good and very promising when we look at the results in the clinic in patients who are being given either our vaccine or one of the mRNA vaccines. We're seeing the very strong response from the T cell side or the cellular immunity, just as we would hope. And that is intended to give a broader, more robust level of protection, because if the antibody isn't going to respond due to the conditions patients are in, we sure need to then be trying to address something else. And there've been a lot of publications, some just within the last week, coming out about cancer patients having such great need for T cell stimulation rather than just relying on antibody.
Yeah. I think David, by the way, David Dodd is the chairman and CEO of GeoVax Labs. GOVX is their stock symbol. And of course, you can go to geovax.com. You guys had a ton of milestones in 2022, and it was a good year for that. Talk about 2023 real quick before I let you get out of here today. What are you most looking forward to with respect to the milestones, and what can we expect in terms of the FDA story?
Sure. And I would underscore and emphasize to all either existing investors, interested potential investors, that this is a year all about execution from the standpoint relative to data milestones. We will begin to report some level of data milestones, both on our COVID-19 vaccine, as well as our Gedeptin, which is being developed for people with advanced head and neck cancers. We will also be providing updates. We intend to engage with the FDA and other regulatory authorities to look towards an expedited approval pathway, and also we'll be giving updates on this recent announcement that we made about we had acquired the rights from NIH to become the first, which will result in our becoming the first U.S. supplier of the vaccine for both monkeypox and smallpox. That becomes very critical.
That's some pretty big news. David, got to get you back in studio again. We miss you. Want to get you on more. Unbelievable. GeoVax Labs, stock symbol G-O-V-X is their stock symbol. Here we go.
I completely forgot about monkeypox.
I did too, but guess what? Guess who's got the only game in town?
That's right.
It's like GeoVax, G-O-V-X. All right, guys. Much more Big Biz Show to come. Stand by.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Get there, but you got there. Big Biz Show.
Wow.
Live from the Loft 100 Studios. 110 million broadcast homes every weeknight. Thanks to Biz TV and YouTube America. Also, we're on radio simulcast on Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeartRadio, and in 175 countries, Armed Forces Radio Network. Good to see you along. Sully Costa in the Day Trader Quattro. The Qua.
Yes,
I had a very, I had a surprise for you.
Oh, okay, this is.
We had a surprise for you.
What? The whole world's turned upside down.
Tell me why.
The beer's over here.
Yeah. That's right.
And then.
The beer's over here.
The beer's over here. And somebody who I walks in and I'm looking at him, I go, I know this guy. And then it's a friend of a friend, and he knows my brother, and my brother works for his brother's company, and it's sorry.
Somebody sleeping?
Dang, he hit you with a cool story, bro.
So, I tried.
Right? We met this guest on another television program.
Okay.
And so we're gonna call this the business of social media.
Perfect.
This young man has a billion. Billion views in some cases on social media. His name is Pete Chirino, not to be confused with Beady Bag of Donuts Chirino.
Hey.
Totally different guy. But Pete Chirino, of course, this young man, is your friend, that long convoluted story. That
Sorry, I'll get you the cliff notes next time.
Thank you. But Pete, welcome to the program. I'm just going to ask you to tell us, first of all, PASMagic.com, P-A-S-Magic.com,
P-A-S-Magic,
which is your initials, correct?
Yep.
What is your TikTok handle?
It's all PASMagic anywhere.
Anywhere.
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
How many followers do you have?
Over 11 million combined.
I keep on telling him, just go out there and say, hey, look, I need a dollar from each of you, and I will reveal my trick.
Imagine.
Dude, you have a million. Yeah. You'd have at least $1 million in like this week.
That's incredible.
Now,
thank you.
And basically what you'd started, you've been doing magic since you were a little kid.
Yeah, since I was five.
So you just decided, I'm just going to go online and post magic tricks.
Yes.
What was the first day? That you went out and said.
First day.
Hey, I know what. Hey, Dad, hold this.
Pretty much.
Was that it?
I'll never forget. It was like 2017.
Uh huh.
And it was freshman year of high school. I'm like, I want to show people my magic online too, like not just in person. So I would take my phone, and we had like a statue at home, and I didn't have a tripod or anything. I just hang it up on the statue.
Was it a statue of Mary?
Might have been.
Okay. Just you know, Chirino.
Go ahead. Honestly, so. Then I would just have cards on the table, like a little mat, and I wouldn't film myself, just my hands.
Just your hands?
Just my hands. And I would only do tricks just showing my hands.
Like Marshall Brodeen's magic tricks.
Oh, great callback.
Remember that?
Oh, my Lord.
Remember back in the day, if you were homesick,
that's right.
Watching Leave It to Beaver, and in between they had the Truckmaster Sulik trucking advertisements,
yep.
Or Marshall Brodeen. Home magic. You had one. You had the cups.
Maybe.
Right? Am I too young to know that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Look it up. Your dad's not, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you did the hand thing.
Yeah.
And was it an instant? Was it like the first day?
No. I would be so excited for 100 views. I'd be like,
really?
That means 100 of my friends saw it.
Right.
So then on and off from like 2017 to 2020, just like once a week if I wanted to make a video. And then quarantine hit and TikTok came big, so I'm like, let me try posting videos on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put my face in the videos.
Yeah,
I actually got a tripod instead of a statue.
Yeah, a little light, the whole deal.
Yeah, right.
Good for you.
Not even the light, just the tripod. Yeah, we're starting off small. So then I would.
And he's backlit. So he looks like a silhouette doing. But
in the dark, Jesus? Sometimes.
But nothing.
I'll sum it up. So it was just on Instagram videos. Until 2020 on TikTok, I had like 1,000 followers on Instagram. And then TikTok, all of a sudden, from August of 2020 to December, I hit November. From zero to December, I hit 1 million followers.
How did that, was it one thing you did? Was it one trigger?
A bunch of different tricks. I started just showing my stuff, and I guess it was appearing on the For You page, they call it.
Yeah.
So people would scroll through and see me every day, like just doing a card trick.
Was it all just card tricks?
No, money tricks. I'll show you something later, too.
Were you cutting people in half or anything like
that? No, all close-up.
Nobody's gonna.
All close-up, okay.
He's gonna.
You know he is.
Have to practice that one.
Okay.
But all close-up.
Because I think the thing people want to know is there a prescriptive roadmap to success online? And I will tell you, my kids, who are all between the ages of 20 and 28, the production assistants here at the time, who are all in that same age group, said, Sully, you need to start talking to Millennial, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z. I think we start over again.
Alpha.
Alpha. About money. They want to know there is no financial literacy taught in schools. So they want to know about money. So you should start doing this. And the first day, we had 1 million views on something about Tesla. They suddenly have 100,000 followers. And I thought to myself, okay, content's a lot of it. But there's a lot of good guys talking about money on TikTok. By the way, Sully Speaks Money. Would it kill you to have a Sully Speaks Money thing?
No, I have.
You got a billion followers.
Next time I'm bringing.
No, you have a Sully band hat. I want the whole gear. I want a Sully Speaks Money, Loft 100 Studios, freaking tattooed on the side of your
thing. On the cape.
Yeah.
Everything.
And by the way, we got a budget of $65.
Ooh, boom. Look out. Move over copper.
But what's interesting though is I will tell you, we did best practices here on social media for the show, for the band, for the brand for many years and couldn't get traction. I think part of it is there's a little bit of luck involved, don't you think? Or if you just happen to hit this thing, what they call the algorithm.
I'll tell you a few things.
Yeah.
So the algorithm is consistency. That's it. when I told you 2020, I haven't missed a day of posting.
See, we missed 2020. We missed like day. 9 months, and we're and we've. But so we're reactivating now. Is it too late? We haven't lost any followers.
It's never too late.
So if you start and stop and restart again, we can get our guys back.
Just show up every day, consistency. And like I said, I started in 2017, so it takes time.
Sure.
And I watch my videos now; they're awful. Oh my gosh! Like next, but like really bad. And I thought they were good.
So part of it's consistency. Mm-hmm. And what do you think the other secret sauce is?
Watch other videos. So I watch other magicians, and you make content similar. If you see a video about Tesla get a million views, make a video similar. Same text, same music.
Really?
All similar.
Interesting stuff. Okay, enough about business.
Let's go.
Do you have, by the way, speaking of social media, we need a friend because Mike Costa, who's very, Mike Costa's not active on many social media platforms, but he's very active on Twitter.
Okay, that's the only platform I'm not active on.
You won't, neither is he about seven times a year. He gets kicked off. He gets kicked off for 2 weeks at a time. So the point is that he's no longer Mike Costa. He's he's basically now James East.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like he's basically taking
over. I'm running out of handles.
He's using some names to do this stuff. So listen, enough of the business stuff. When we get back from the break, what I want to do is I want to have you freak Mike out like you freaked me out. I get a little I get anxiety ridden.
Really?
I go, don't hand me that because I know
you
this.
You got scared.
Yeah. I love it.
He took a Rubik's Cube yesterday and went, put it in a paper bag, handed it to me in a paper bag. He says, okay. Pull it out.
It's solved.
It went from here to here like that.
This will be better.
All right.
Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. Pete Serino. PassMagic.com. There's his website.
Step by. We're back in.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a brave new world in media with hundreds of video and audio channels to choose. Have you noticed? There's a catch. Paying more for what once was part of my entertainment package. Biz TV is free on YouTube. Real stories about real entrepreneurs. A fresh look at the game of business. Hey Siri, get me Biz TV on YouTube. It's free. Did I say it's free? Biz TV, now streaming on YouTube. Hey Siri, get me Biz TV on YouTube or visit biztv.com.
Shows on the air. Great to have you along today. Sully here, Costa there. There's the day trader Quattro. The claw. Boom. Just like that. Don't mess around with me.
Short,
hey,
sweet.
One of my favorite guests is with us today. Philip Oldridge is the CEO of a company called EnviroTech Vehicles. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol EVTV, and it's really, really cool because of what they have going. They are a transportation industry leading provider and manufacturer of purpose-built, all-electric, zero-emission vehicles. So we're talking about EVs in the bus, truck, business category, commercial category.
Any sort of delivery.
Last-mile fleets.
Yes.
Schools. Public and private transportation. I don't know if they have dump trucks, but you know, it'd be cool if they did.
Wouldn't be shocked.
It's electric Tonka, right?
Now that would be awesome.
EV.
Oh, please.
Tonka V.
Yes. So,
The T stands for Tonka Truck. He is the CEO of the company. Of course, stock symbol is EVTV. I give you the world traveler, Philip Oldrich. Phil, how are you, sir? Good to talk to you, man. Good to see you. Are you in the States now? Are you in Canada? Are you in Singapore? Are you in the Philippines? Where are you? Because you're everywhere every single day.
Yeah, so I just got back from Singapore, and currently I'm in Vancouver, Canada, in British Columbia.
So talk about what's going on, because every time I look up at your website or your press releases, I see something new, and you're executing faster than almost any company I've ever seen. Talk about what's been going on.
Yeah, well, and thanks for that. We've been very, very busy. So I just got back from Singapore. We got invited. It started out a few months ago. I got invited to speak on a stage on a platform over there on clean energy. And then while I was there, through various meetings and a number of discussions, I ended up working with the Land Transportation Authority. And, and before you knew it, we got engaged with a couple of clients. So I got invited back, and I just returned 48 hours ago. And so, and while I was there, we signed a rather substantive contract for EVTV. We're super excited about that. And so we have not press released it yet, but we're about to, so you'll be the first to know. So, but we just signed a contract for 500 school buses.
My goodness. Why, that's a big number. Wait a second. How long does it take for you to manufacture 500 school buses?
Well, I mean, if you know, literally you could do that in a matter of, 5 or 6 months if you wanted to.
Wow.
So, but the order itself will be over approximately 30 months. It will be the period of time. And so the first 50 of those 500 go into production, in the next, I'd say within the next 30 days. We're just finalizing the details on how to structure it all and how it's going to go. But yeah, so within the next 30 days, we start. And the first deliveries of those 500 will be happening sometime next July.
Hey, Phil, I got to ask you, with respect to you think about electric school buses, first thing I think about is mandate. The minute any city hears about this, zero emission, there's got to be a mandate on the way. Any whispers of that here in the U.S.? I mean, I know there's lots of whispers abroad and over in many different countries, but I got to talk about the U.S. here, because that would be life-changing for you and your investors.
Yeah, so, and speaking of which, that very mandate was just signed. So there is a multi-billion dollar, federal funding that's being released. That the first billion is already been announced. And so there's a number of school boards right now and a number of school districts and various townships and stuff that are applying for that grant money. And that will be awarded. That grant money will be awarded next October. So we as a company have been very, very busy. And so just on U.S. soil, I can share with you right now that we have a full-time grant writer on our team. And we've been working with a number of school boards and school districts. And so although they are not what we call solid orders yet, because they have to obviously win the grant or be successful in obtaining the grant, but we have committed in committed orders already over 300 school buses on the U.S. side.
I've got to ask, what vertical, what category is growing the fastest? Is it the municipal stuff, like schools and colleges and universities? Is it the heavy duty stuff? Is it the service stuff? Is it the the last mile fleets? Is everything going at the same time?
Well, I think things are sort of going at the same time. Everybody, of course, is the whole industry over the last year or so has been focused on the last mile delivery, the Amazons of this world and things like that. And so we're doing very well there, much sort of, to our dismay and primarily really my own fault. I was never really one for getting out there and pushing all the advertising around what we were doing and how we were doing. I spent our time building and designing and securing vehicles and homologating. But so unlike most, we don't have a skateboard. We have actual vehicles on the road, and now we're playing catch up. People are starting to find out who we are. So, we're selling a lot of our vans now that you see right there. Most recently, today, I just released or we're about to release and send out a couple we've just built and shipped and sold. They're already sold. They never even got off the floor yet. But our first aviation fuel trucks, And so we've joint venture with a company, and we've built those AB fuelers already, and they're already sold. They're being the first one's being delivered next week to an airport here in the U.S., and the second one is on its way to a show in Texas. And right after the show is over, it'll be delivered. So we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of delivery trucks, our larger trucks that are coming. So, yeah, I think that it's all starting to go at once. So we're getting very excited, you know?
Phil, I got to ask you, if you think in terms of everything going on, with what you're doing, any idea of whether you guys would move over into the regular automobile industry? So Johnny Lunchbucket and Cindy CEO could buy a car. Is there any sort of designs on that in the future? Or you want to stay in your lane here, no pun intended, in the commercial space?
Well, I think that, at the end of the day, it would be foolish to turn down business. But if I was to be honest and stuff like that, I think it's, I've got a real responsibility to our company and our shareholders to stay focused, to stay in the lane that we're in and keep heading down that path. So the last mile delivery vehicles, the commercial side of it, commercial school buses, that's really where we want to be. And so in the future, could we want to branch out? Sure. But I think we really need to focus on where we're at right now. We're a small company, as you know, and we have a tremendous amount of our money and our resources into those areas. Yeah. And it's taken us a while to develop it, and we're there now when we're making those deliveries. So I think we're going to just stay focused on sales and deliveries and just stay in that lane for a while.
Hey, Phil, by the way, Phil Oldridge is our guest, CEO of a company called EnviroTech Vehicles. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol EVTV. There's their website, EVTUSA.com for our radio audience internationally. We'll put their website up on our website so you can catch it along with this interview. Phil, last question for you. What's the range? Because that's what you look at. So I'm looking at, everybody's looking at an EV.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's interested in it. I mean, that's kind of cool. Like the new Rivian truck and SUV, super cool looking. Obviously, Tesla's a beautiful car.
It seems like everybody asks, will it get me across the country?
All I want to know is,
how long is it going to take me?
And then how long on the side of the road,
right?
Plugging it in. My daughter, McKenna, has a, I forget the name of it, but she's got one that runs on gas and or
hybrid,
and it's kind of cool. She just plugs into the wall because they got some sort of a transformer thing that goes into what looks like her gas tank. And she's had the car for a year, 2 years, had one tank of gas so far.
Oh,
she's happy as heck. I mean, she couldn't be happier. What's the range on these things? And in the future, that's probably not even going to be a question, I'm assuming, because it comes down to battery health. But talk about that just for a second.
Sure. Well, that's a great question. It's sort of like asking, how hungry are you?
Right? Me?
So it can go as long as you want. Okay.
Exactly right. So specifically in our area of expertise and in our field, like in last mile delivery, school buses and things like that, I guess the real question is, what's the requirement? And most of our routing requirements are right at 100 miles a day or less. In other words, a school bus goes out in the morning, like kids aren't on school buses for hours and hours and hours. So
they go
out, they come back. And last mile delivery is, your guy that runs around, dropping off parcels all day. So he's kind of stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. So they're out for long hours, but not lots of miles.
Right.
So the average range for us is right at 170 miles or 300 kilometers.
Yeah.
And which is absolutely perfect, And so, but can we extend it more? Can we build a vehicle that can go 300 miles? Sure. Can we build it? Yeah, absolutely. But do you need it? There's no sense in paying for all that battery and carrying around all that weight when you don't need it. So right now, we always ask everybody, what are your needs?
How hungry are you? That's your next billboard, Phil. How hungry are you? EnviroTech Vehicles, EVTV. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you very soon. All righty. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. Go check out their website. Super cool. More Big Biz coming up. Stand by. Studios in sunny San Diego, California. It's the Big Biz Show. 110 million broadcast homes strong thanks to Biz Television Network. 150 radio stations across the country thanks to Biz Talk Radio Network, as well as iHeartRadio. And then, of course, we're internationally on radio on American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Great to have you along today. Yes, we're radio and TV at the same time. And there's the day trader, Quattro.
The Quattro.
Something for us. Here we There you go. Good to have you. So we got an email from one of you across the country watching us on television saying that we had to talk to a company by the name of Hillstream Biopharma. So Mike started digging and personally did absolutely nothing to get this person on the air. But let's introduce him either way. Take it away.
He's the CEO, chairman of Hillstream Biopharma Board of Directors. He's one of those guys we love helping battle drug-resistant cancers.
There we go.
Let's say hello to Mr. Randy Milby.
There he is. Randy, how are you, sir? Great to see you. You didn't know what you were getting.
Thank you.
You didn't know what you were getting into, did you? When they when they talked you into this whole deal, they said,
I was warned in advance.
Don't you love how he said, I was warned in advance, not...
Yeah.
Briefed in advance.
Warned.
No, it was a full warning. Hey, great to have you, sir.
Thank you. Let me
say once again, their stock symbol, HILS. They are a publicly traded company. Hillstream Biopharma. You can go to hillstreambio.com. That's and our TV audience there is looking at our website. For our radio audience, we'll go ahead and put this interview up on our website, bigbizshow.com. You can see it all there and catch it. But you are targeting drug-resistant cancers. Why don't you tell us from the top down what that means? Because... you know, we may be broadcasting worldwide and nationwide here every weeknight, but here in San Diego, where we broadcast from, we are a cancer center with everything from immunotherapies to other drug therapies. But I don't think I've heard much about drug-resistant cancer. So talk about that a little bit for you.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate sharing the message. So we're tackling, as you said, we're tackling one of the biggest challenges in cancer treatment today, which is this drug resistance. And I want to share a thought with you from Dr. Steven Rosenberg from the National Cancer Institute, because I think this puts everything in perspective. He states that only 7% of patients with cancer are cured today.
What?
And that's by surgical removal.
Wow.
93% of the patients will relapse, and they're never cured, and they ultimately die as a result of these drug-resistant cancer cells. And that's what we're at the forefront of, an emerging mechanism of action, which you saw. It's called ferroptosis. And it's been shown that these drug-resistant cancer cells are especially sensitive to killing by drugs that induce ferroptosis.
So, hang on a second. So ferroptosis is what? Is that the thing that we're trying to kill, or is that the resistance category? What does that mean?
Ferroptosis is iron-mediated cell death. So we're killing what these cancer cells are addicted to iron. So what we do is our drug goes inside this cancer cell, sops it up, deprives those cancer cells of that iron, and the cancer cell dies.
So what's interesting here is you know, when we start hearing about therapies for cancer, I keep on hearing about new, you know, novel therapies. I don't think I've heard of this one before. So there's two things here. First of all, it's proprietary to you folks there at Hillstream, but it's also sort of a different animal here, and that's probably why we haven't heard about it. Talk to us about the difference between what you guys are doing and what exists today.
Well, part of it is, and we have some, let me give you a little history of the company. So previously, when I was the CEO of another publicly traded company, I was trying to broaden the pipeline. So I was introduced to a Dana-Farber Cancer Institute spinout that had this novel drug delivery technology, which we've labeled as the Quatromer. We were advancing it at the other company, came back positive. Unfortunately, about that time, my brother was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. So I started Hillstream to take this drug delivery technology and advance it into the oncology space. So it's novel because we're using this novel delivery mechanism, but we're also using a drug that sops up the iron, like I mentioned, and kills these drug-resistant cancer cells.
Hey, Randy, where are you in the arc of the FDA story here? Let's talk about that, because we've got all of these, this giant audience listening to you, and I can tell you the one thing in the back of many of them, unfortunately, is how do I get a hold of this? And how soon is there a compassionate care sort of lane there? Are you down the road to where we're in any of the many phases of FDA? Talk about that for a second.
Well, we're not as far down the road as I'd like to be. So where we are right now is we're doing the maximum tolerated dose and 28-day toxicity. As you know, that leads us into submitting a request for an IND. And once we get the IND, then we can go into man. So right now, the way it's planned is that we would submit the request for the IND, and if we have the wind at our back, have first patient in by year end.
And we're talking about solid tumors here, correct? Or are we talking about more maladies involved?
Oh, solid tumors. The phase 1 study, you're correct. The phase one study will be solid tumors, all comers.
The now, if we think in terms of, and just for the Johnny Lunch buckets like me out there that don't understand, when you've got chemotherapy, radiation therapy, immunotherapy, is this a fourth category or is this part of those?
Well, it's a fourth category in the sense that if you're talking about apoptosis, necrosis, ferroptosis is a new area of interest. And just to give you a perspective of where ferroptosis is, 5 to 6 years ago, there were maybe a couple of hundred papers written about ferroptosis. But in the last 2 years alone, as we counted up, there were over 10,000 papers.
Wow.
So is it a new category? I think it's growing into be a new category. And it's going to be, as you know, cancer therapy is used in combination. We think we'll get it through the FDA for one indication first, but ultimately it's going to be used in combination with other drugs.
So, Randy, these Quattrobodies you talk about increases drug payload, the way I read about it on your website. Does that mean this is also an infrastructure potentially for other cancer treatments?
Bingo.
Wow.
So one of the things we're looking at right now is, as you saw on the website, we can put one agent, one small molecule, which is HSP-1216, inside the quatrimer. But you also saw HSP-888. That's two small molecules inside the quatrimer. And the slide that you're showing, just to describe the mechanism, this is an IV administration. And you see over on the left-hand side, it's taken up by that cancer cell. So it gets taken up inside the cancer cell by the leaky blood vasculature of the cancer. As I mentioned, they take in a lot of blood. They're gluttons. They're addicted to blood, the iron that's in the blood. So this gets taken up inside the cancer. What's unique about it, it gets taken up then by the garbage disposal inside the cancer cell, which is what they call the lysosome. That acidity breaks down the quatrimer, breaks down that microparticle, releases the drug inside the cancer cell. The other thing that's novel about this is you see that it says PGP inhibitor or Piloxim.
Yeah, right down the middle of the bottom, sure.
Exactly. What that does, the cancer cell wants to get rid of these bad actors that come inside. So they have it's called a drug efflux pump, which I say, it just spits out this drug. What that does, that poloxamer, it actually closes the door. It shuts down that drug efflux pump. So what does that mean? It means you have less drug going out in the circulation. Therefore, on the right-hand side of that slide, it showed less toxicity and longer half-life.
You know, Randy Milby, CEO, Chairman, Hillstream Biopharma, stock symbol HILS, you have to come back with us. That was literally the best explanation of how this stuff works. You go to hillstreambio.com. Once again, HILS. Randy, you're coming back, pal. Thank you so much.
Unbelievable.
No, I would have that guy for now.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for us. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com.